Mark, for saying you've been you've not had a competitive match for a month. I thought your side looked good this afternoon.
Yeah, certainly second half. Felt first half a bit of ring rust, and it showed in terms of how long we've not played a game of competitive football. But credit to the lads, because we've gone in at half time not conceding a goal, and massive credit to Louis for the penalty save, because it was a brilliant save and a key moment really. But then second half, I felt like we deserved to win the game really, but unfortunately our frailties that have let us down quite a bit this season in terms of the cheap goals we give away is what has put us behind. But the way we responded is excellent. We've gone up the other end and we've responded straight away and scored, and I felt we're unlucky to not win the game. But I feel we'll take a point because it's a step in the right direction, really. So
it was a hard-earned point. But the other pleasing thing was how the new signings all fitted in well.
Yeah, it was pleasing because we've having so long out and having to make those changes that we've made and bringing personnel in, that I've just had to basically go into it, into the unknown. Harley, who's got experience at this level, but playing for Pinkston this season, has come in and done really well. Jammer in midfield again. The lads that have come in, you think they played with us all season, and it was good. It was a nice, solid performance, and we'll take a point from it, yeah.
As you said, it was a good response after going one down to quite a fortunate goal, really. It was just a long clearance that he beat the keeper to the ball.
Yeah,
it was one of those 50-50s.
It was. It was unlucky because we're guilty of turning possession over quite cheaply in the middle. They've got one over, and it was just a straight ball, unfortunately. Lewis, he's come out for, but unfortunately he's got there first and he's nipped it in. But these things are going to happen. We're going to make mistakes, but it's how we respond from them, and that's what we've seen today. We've seen we can respond, we've seen we can come and take points, and that's what we want to do. It's how we build on it now going into next Saturday. Support again was tremendous today, which is what we need and what we want. And with some real belief amongst us, we've used this break to kind of talk about it and talk about where we've been going wrong and how much we want it, and the lads showed that today, and hopefully we'll keep doing that going forward.
Richard Anslow looked almost back to his best today.
Oh yeah,
thought he had a fabulous day.
Yeah, I did as well. I don't want to pick MOM because there's a lot, but he's certainly up there as a candidate, because it was great to see him. To be in the shape he's in is what we've wanted. He has been unfortunate, his injuries, but he's got to take some responsibility himself, because he's been putting himself out there when he's not been fully fit. And if you're going to do that, you've still got to be able to back it up in performances. And he'll be the first one to admit he's not been at his best. But one thing I know about Itchy is he'll keep trying to get there. And today was a step in the right direction to being at his best, because he was brilliant today. He did everything he's all about. He held the ball up well. He turned, he's got his body in. He's made it really difficult for their centre-halves. And that was his first goal. Hopefully we'll get a lot more now in the next eight games.
He took the penalty well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been good at them. From his experience of taking them over the last couple of seasons, he stepped up and got the ball straight away. And I can't remember the last time he missed one, but I don't want to jinx it, because hopefully that doesn't come and he can build on it.
You mentioned in the pre-match notes that Chris Jones is still struggling. What's the update on Chris?
Yeah, Chris is really struggling, a lot worse than we thought, which is unfortunate, because Chris has been brilliant for us. It's an abdominal wall tear, which from his MRI scan proved it's quite a serious one, so he has to be really careful in terms of rest and recovery. That's all he can do. He's got to basically rest, recover, and then go back and update it from there. But with all of that, Chris, with what we're trying to build and what we want to achieve, the attitude's going to be there, and hopefully we can pull it off.
Well, it was a well-earned point, and the other teams round you have lost points, so
yeah,
been good overall.
It has, and even the break was kind to us in terms of the results going our way, and we have to hang on to that and take advantage, and taking a point today as in a way took advantage of it, and that's what we want to do. Massive games coming up, like you say, Sutton at the Moat next week, Kelsa I believe follows that, Easter period, but we're going to go into them and give it everything we've got, and that's what we want from the lads, and today they've done that and deserve massive credit.
Cheers, thanks.